There is a word from the Lord, and I would ask that you agree with me in prayer right now, wherever you are, just bow your heart. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you for this time. We thank and praise you for this hour. And we most certainly thank you and praise you for this word, that the word shall go forth with power, that it shall not return void, but it shall accomplish that purpose in which it's intended. Send your word, Lord. Send your word. We give you glory, honor, and praise as you prepare each heart to receive, so that they can become doers of your word and not hearers only. In Jesus' name, we thank you in advance. Amen, and thank God. Well, my friends, this word that God has equipped me to deliver on today has become a three-part series. It did not start out that way. But then the Holy Spirit slowed me down and said, no, daughter, I want you to take your time on this one, because there is so much that the people need to know about the importance of waiting on God. Waiting on God. You see, sometimes because we're in such a fast-paced society, such a fast-paced world, we sometimes are guilty of expecting God to show up in our 24-hour time frame. And unfortunately, he sent me by here to tell you today, it does not work like that. You see, God's time is not our time, and our time is not God's time, because the Bible teaches that one day is like 1,000 years with the Lord, and 1,000 years is like one day with the Lord. So God sent me by here to tell you to wait on him. Be of good courage, and he would strengthen your heart as you wait. Hallelujah. Our scripture for this word is coming from Psalm 27, verse 14. And it does say, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Well, bless his holy name. How many of us are waiting for the Lord to do something in our lives? Hallelujah. Well, I bring you good news on today, praise the Lord. He has already done it. Whatever it is that you're waiting for God to do, he has already done it. And I don't know about you, but I'm waiting on God to do some things, because you see, every day that we wake up, we should wake up with expectation from the Lord. He is no shorter than his word. If he said it, he will do it. He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to his power that is working within us. So we should ask the Lord to increase his Holy Spirit that is working within us. And if there is anyone out there today, under the sound of my voice, that has not accepted Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, so that you too can receive the free gift of the Holy Spirit, I encourage you today to invite Jesus Christ into your heart. And in doing so, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is our power, by the way. Hallelujah. Now, the problem with our waiting is that we don't realize, a lot of us, that God has already answered our prayers. Oh, yes, he has. We have just got to seek his face daily to find out how he has answered it. And The answer, praise God, is found in his word. Oh, yes, everything that this life consists of, any problem, any situation that you might have encountered or shall encounter in this life, you can find the solution to that problem in his word, the Holy Bible. Hallelujah. And as we said earlier, this will be at least the first of a three-part series, because there is so much about the waiting. Because you see, the blessing is in the waiting on God showing up and doing what you have already asked him to do. And quite honestly, my friends, it's so, not so much about us waiting on God. A lot of this has to do with God waiting on you. And I know somebody out there can give me an amen. Amen. Let's consider his word, because you see, Jesus has already paid it all. When he went to Calvary Cross and he took those 39 stripes on his body, he did that for you and he did that for me. He did that for everything that we could encounter, whether it be sickness or financial poverty or emotional distress or whatever the situation might be. God, in the person of Jesus Christ, has already paid it all, and all to him we owe. And our sins have been forgiven, because sin had left a crimson stain on us, but through the pouring of the blood of Jesus, he has washed us white as snow. Now, I need you to stay with me on this message, because we're going somewhere. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53:5 says that by his stripes, we are already healed. By his stripes, we're healed. That means that we're already healed. And I would have you to know this morning, the Holy Spirit would have you to know, that healing is not always physical. We don't always need to be healed from cancer, from diabetes, from high blood pressure. And I know these things are in line, and they require a physical healing, and we desire that from God. But some of our healing is already, it's also spiritual. If we look at 2 Chronicles 28:22, the Living Bible says, in a time of deep trial, King Ahaz collapsed spiritually. Now, we know who King Ahaz was. King Ahaz was the husband of Jezebel. And I'm not going to go into that, because that's not what this message is about. It's just that King Ahaz required some spiritual healing. A lot of people need some spiritual healing. So we know that we can be sick spiritually. Also emotionally. Remember Mary Magdalene in the Bible? Mary Magdalene, who was delivered of at least 7 demons? There had to be a sick mind at work there. The Bible says that we are to pray for the mind of Christ, praise God. Also, we can be sick financially, suffering from the spirit of poverty and lack. Hallelujah. Stay with me. We're going somewhere. But the word of God clearly says in St. John 10:10 that the old thief, the old devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life, and life more abundantly. Now, somebody needs to shout hallelujah right there. I know sometimes when we're going through and we're waiting on the Lord to do something, you don't feel like praising him. But now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. God is delivering you. He's setting you free right now. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So Jesus has paid it all, and he's already answered our prayers. Therefore, it is left up to us to find out how he has answered us. That means we have to spend some time with him. And remember whatever your problem or request is. You have to remember that sometimes God will say yes, sometimes he will say no, and sometimes he will say, okay, I'll answer your prayer. I'll do that for you, but you've got to wait a little while. Hallelujah. There is a blessing in the waiting. Let's look again at our text, Psalm 27:14. And it says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And that's where most of us have a problem. We really don't like waiting. Hallelujah. Not only for God to reveal what we need to do to solve our problems, even though he already has, we just can't see it. But we don't even like waiting for something from one another. We might as well say amen, because God sent me by here to preach the truth. Isaiah 40:31 says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:6-7 says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, continue to let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your heart and your mind in perfect peace through Christ Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. God will give you peace while you're waiting, and he will give you peace not as this world gives, but peace that the world cannot take away. Now, I'm getting ready to sum up this part one. In this 27th Psalm, King David has made a decision, and God used him to pen this declaration of faith. He tells us that no matter what or who we have to face, verse 1 of Psalm 27 says that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. From whom should I be afraid? Hallelujah. He goes on to say in verse 5 of Psalm 27, in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. Glory be to God. The reason I know God has already answered your prayer, Jeremiah, the great prophet, says in Jeremiah 33:3 that if when you call upon him, he will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Praise the Lord. In the book of Daniel, in Daniel 10:12, God said to Daniel, don't be frightened, for your request has been heard in heaven and was answered from the very first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God. Your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. What have you asked God for? What are you waiting on God for? What is God waiting on you to do? Is he waiting on you to humble yourself? Is he waiting on you to pray? Or is he waiting on you to praise him? Is he waiting on you to tell someone about his goodness and his mercy? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'll come back with you, should the Lord say the same, on next month. And we will continue on with the blessing that's in the waiting. And in the meantime and in between time, may God richly bless you, my friends, will be my continuing prayer.